Welcome to a special Christmas edition of In Touch Online, with an introduction from the Provincial Grandmaster. The Christmas season is upon us once again, the season of tinsel and paper decorations and twinkly lights, red-suited Santas, prancing reindeer, and rotund snowmen with carrot noses and coals for eyes. We're told it's the season to be jolly, but jolly doesn't really do justice to a year like 2022, which looks as if it's going to be remembered for anything but jollity. We face many things in this life, and this year has been no exception. The loss of our much-loved Queen Elizabeth II was a shock to the country and to the world at large. Our society continues to experience the fallout from the conflict in the Ukraine, which has had an adverse effect on the world economy, affecting many of our members with high energy costs and an inflationary effect on prices generally. Christmas dinner this year, we are told, will cost at least 10% more than the one you enjoyed last year. And as for being entertained, it seems that 65% of programmes on the television will be repeats. For some, COVID still casts a long shadow, and it still remains a source of great concern, so much so that brethren have sought to absent themselves from our assemblies in the belief that isolating will offer them protection from the effects of the virus. Is it any wonder that many people look to Christmas as an escape from the drudgery of their everyday life? They can lose themselves in the glitter of the Christmas season, and for a time their world can be a make-believe wonderland, removed from the troubles that depress them the rest of the year. A Christmas season complete with parties, food and drink, festive decorations and presents. However, for me, Christmas provides a time to enjoy the company of family and friends, and an opportunity to reflect on the good things that have occurred during the past year. The horses need mucking out, the dogs will demand their walk, and only then will I be able to knock back the mulled wine and tuck into the turkey before going for another walk before settling down to watch a film. In all probability, a repeat. Or maybe I'll enjoy a rerun of the quite amazing video produced by the members of the communication team, and in particular John Dean and Tom Snell. I was really glad that I was able to join members of Corsham Lodge, Lansdowne Lodge of Unity, and Vale of Avon Lodge in this year's production. Please do take the opportunity to view the video on the Wiltshire YouTube site. I wish you season's greetings, and trust that for you the best of all gifts around your Christmas tree would be the presence of a happy family, all wrapped up in each other. Jonathan Bourne, Master of Vaston Lodge, welcomed lodge members and their families and friends to celebrate Christmas in the most traditional of ways. Great food, carol singing and a raffle at the Lodge Christmas Festival that raised over £500 for local charities. The talented Lisa Williams played incidental music throughout the dinner and accompanied members of her delightful children's choir, Cantantini, with Christmas songs, before leading a very enthusiastic bout of carol singing. As part of the Christmas festivities, the members of Downton Lodge channeled their inner creativity to make and decorate their very own Christmas tree that they proudly displayed in St Lawrence Church for the Christmas Tree Festival. The festival was held over the weekend of the 10th and 11th of December to raise money for the local Samaritans and the Church Maintenance Fund. Events included musical contributions from the Downton Training Band, the Fordingbridge Handbells, Otto Cord Mandolins, Northumbrian Pipes and various choirs from local schools and the wider Downton area. Thank you for listening.